my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened. Praise His holy name.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone on tonight. We welcome everyone tonight on Women Speak Now. Amen. I am the honoree tonight, and I will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. Amen. I just want to thank God for this opportunity that He has allowed me to come before His people on tonight. Amen. It's a privilege and an honor just to be able on this line tonight. I don't know about nobody else, but I have so much to thank God for His grace and His mercy. I thank God for the love that He showed toward you and me on tonight. Amen. All I know is my God is awesome. Hallelujah. My God is a mighty God, the Prince of Peace, of Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai. Come on. He is your provider. He is your script, your redeemer on tonight. So I just want to take time out and just give my God some praise and some worship. Because I realized tonight that I did not have to be on this line tonight. It's nothing to do with me, but goodness, oh, the grace, the mercy, the unconditional love that the Father has shown toward you and me on tonight. So I just stop by to tell the Lord, thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. If I had 10,000 tongues, it just wouldn't be enough. Why? Because my God is so good to me. Oh, I thank God that He is my way maker. Come on, somebody. He is my Jehovah, my El Shaddai. He provides for me every day. That's why I take time and tell my daddy, my father, that I thank him tonight. Let's go into a quick prayer. We're going to jump right into this word. Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited. Every time it comes down to bringing forth the word of God, we should be so excited. We should be like the children when we get them a gift or toys, how they be so excited. I don't know about you all, but I'm always excited. Anytime I have an opportunity to bring forth the word of God to God's people, I'm always excited. I'm always preparing myself. Come on, somebody. I be like, Lord, I just can't wait for the time to come to give your people what you have given to me. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight, God. We don't repent of our answer. You that you will forgive me. Forgive everybody on this line tonight, God. You said repent not because the kingdom of God is at hand. We come before you tonight, God. Bow down hand in a humble heart. We come before you tonight as little children. We humble ourselves down before you tonight, God. And Lord, whatever I speak out of my mouth, my lips are clean. God, you get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praise of tonight. Oh, your people spiritually here that they might be the digest, God. Don't let us come as not just to be listened, but let them come in to receive. Let them come in expecting. God, I have a word for me. Come on. The word comes to change. The word comes to bring deliverance. The word kind of heals tonight. So, Lord, whatever I say tonight, hallelujah, you get all the glory. You get all of the honor. You get all the praise. And, Lord, I'd be extra careful tonight, hallelujah, that I will give you praise. Oh, my God, my soul just say yes to your will. Yes to your way tonight, God. I'm the one of my own to you tonight, God. And, Lord, I thank you for another opportunity just to be in your presence. Ooh, in your presence. That's fullness of joy. In your presence. That's a peace of God that passes all understanding. In your presence. That's such a love. In your presence. That's a river of living water begins to flow tonight. God, I ask you to watch them. Ooh, prayer just clears our minds tonight, God. And Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God. We don't come to be a lesson. We're going to be a partaker. We come to receive. We come to doctrine. Let this word begin to go inside of us and let this word find us out. What are we at tonight? So, Lord, you get the praise. Hallelujah. You get all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, I
for an amen and amen. You know me, I always pray, seek God. I don't just come and give people God anything. I always wait for God. I always pray fast, seeking God. And you know, this is an amazing thing, y'all. Hallelujah. God is so good, I'm telling you. You know, this morning I was taking my grandbaby to school. And I was just talking to God, Lord, you ain't gave me this for the people on tomorrow night. You know, God, there's no word. And I looked to my left, and this man had a knife on the side of his throat. And God said, your servant, your message is going to be on tonight, learning how to sustain. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and me? If you're in a proper place, in a proper position, it don't take God long to give you that word. But thank God, say, can you hear me? Woo! Hallelujah. Yesterday morning, I just got my music on and talking to God and talking to my granddaughter at the same time. No telling God, Lord, you ain't gave me that yet. That's why I spoke to God. God, okay, you ain't gave me no word for tomorrow night. The Lord said, that's your word right there.
God, give me the grace, give me the mercy, so I can sustain myself
here for a little while. Ooh, hallelujah. God told Peter, he said, Peter, help him for a little while. God said, he's going to break your mind. See, Peter didn't say, how long I have to suffer. That means even in my suffering, I still got to sustain myself. So ever did, God going to say, Lisa, you sustain yourself. You didn't ask no questions. You didn't complain. You didn't go to your pastor. You didn't go to no apostle, no bishop. He said, I told you to sustain yourself for 30 days. He said, not a day. He said, I told you to sustain yourself. That means I can faint. I can give up. The faith I have to let go in order for me to sustain what the promises over my life. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. Here we go. He said, would I interrupt? I witness, sustain, to support, I maintain. Support, sustain, and maintain. See, that's the key word right there. We don't want to maintain. We don't want to do it. God, I don't want to maintain. God, I don't want to go through this. Why I got to suffer? Why now? She's a suffer for you and me. Come on, somebody. So when we, forever, Jesus takes us through anything, we shouldn't complain to mama and grandma. Guess what? He said, I already gave you the grace to go through. I already gave you the mission to go through. Everything you need, the father said, I already equipped you. Whatever you need to sustain yourself, it's inside of you. But you don't realize that because you're looking to the left, to the right, instead of looking to the altar. Or the finish of your faith. That's why you can't sustain yourself. Oh, hallelujah. I know some people say it ain't hard to sustain yourself when your mind is being renewed, your mind is being transformed, when your mind focuses on Jesus. Let me tell you something. Count the cost up. Think about what it's going to cost you if you don't sustain yourself. When God says for 2 weeks, sustain yourself. It's not hard. If you renew your mind, if you love God, if you fear God, you will think about the promises, the blessings, the miracle that God said he's going to give to you and me if we sustain ourselves. People of God, stop complaining, stop brother, stop mumbling. Learn how to give God some praise and worship. Learn how to say, Lord, help me to sustain myself. He said, all your help comes from God. He said he's giving you the strength. He's giving you the grace, the mercy, the abilities. He's giving you the wisdom of God. Wisdom is possible. He's giving you the wisdom to learn to sustain yourself in the midst. Yes, I'm going through. Come on, somebody. Yes, I'm hurting. Yes, I'm bleeding. Yes, I got pain. Come on, hallelujah. Yes, I got a phone in my side. But I'm still going to sustain myself because my daddy told me, after this, my God, after this, the elevation is going to come. The promotion is going to come. Whatever I need God to do, he said, but you got to go to sustain yourself. Not for me, but I got some family members. I got some couples and brothers. Come on. Yes, God says, sustain yourself for dear. Come on. We got to learn how to turn that complaint into a praise, into a worship. Hallelujah. He said, you learn how to sustain yourself. Maintain and fester for a long period of time to endure. That's a whole other message right there. Come on. We don't want to endure. No. We have a good to ask God. God, what I got to endure? God, what I got to wait? God, why I got to sustain myself? She ain't saying herself. No, look at yourself. It ain't about her, him, them. It's about you. If you learn how to sustain yourself, you learn how to endure, and you learn how to undergo, sustain, and therefore, he sustained serious injury. Okay, let's go to natural. God had allowed you and me to sustain, correct. Come on, somebody. Come on. Get up for sustaining stuff where we did stuff we should have did. Come on. Hallelujah. We know in Christ, I thought they would see. God said, I can learn and don't repeat. Uh-oh. Endure. Undergo.
Temple. He's the same. Sustain yourself when you bite against the wall.
Can you take him at his word? Can we trust the process? No, 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 no. Yes, okay, it's good for us to say it. God, I trust the process. God, I believe you. God, you know I have faith. Oh, God, I trust you, Lord. And the Lord says, trust the process. Trust me. I'm going to help you to sustain. We say it out of our mouth, but our heart is so far from it. Because guess what? We really don't believe what we're saying. And we really do not trust the process. A process is God's process of stuff. Oh, somebody. See, God tonight will put us in the refiner fire. Tonight, God will put us in the fire. So he said, I'm going to put the process. I'm going to put you in the fire because there's something in you I need to get out of you. But we don't want to walk through the fire. We don't want God to process us. Why? Because we're not willing to let something, let somebody go. So he said, that's why I can't take you through the process. When you go through the process of things, babe, you got to give up some stuff. Oh, hallelujah. Hold on a thing. You got to let go. Because what? God is taking me through the process. God is processing me. Guess what? So God is going to make me over. God is going to create my whole life, my whole mind. The process is, you put something in that oven on 350, it's a certain time, it got to stay in the oven. It got an oven too early. Guess what? It is not going to turn out right because God said, I'm in the process. Whatever it is in your life and my life tonight, the Lord says, I want to process you. But we don't want to be processed. You say that song, Lord, make me over. No, you don't. You really don't want God to make you over for real. Because that way, baby, he's going to go inside of you, cut you open, take out the stuff out of you. And then he said, I'm going to cut you open, but I got to process you first. Are you willing to walk through the fire? Are you willing to sustain yourself? Just for a little while. He didn't say how long. He didn't say how much it's going to take. Tonight, the Lord said, can you sustain yourself? We in the month of February. You ready to go in the month of March? Come on. We all made vows. We all made commitments. Come on. We all said things that we're going to work on. But God say, how longer are you continue to make a vow to God you don't keep the vow? Sustain. Let me tell you something. I'm going to leave it with you. God will sustain you if you want to be sustained. Why? Been 2 years and 9 months. I'm not dating nobody. Been on no date. Why? Because I need God to process me. I need God to work on Lisa. So I had a lot of God to sustain myself. But God only sustained me if Lisa wants to be sustained. Guess what? I want to be sustained. And you know, and the most important thing, God not even allowed a man to even approach me. Why? Because I'm in Psalms 91. I'm in that secret place of the Most High. So, God, I need you to continue to sustain me. He only going to sustain us tonight, people. So, God, if you want to be sustained, sustain yourself. Trust the process. Even in midst of, you're going through the hardship. Come on. Whatever you're going through tonight, God said, if you sustain yourself, stay right in that place. Right in that position. Don't move out that place. Move out that position. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it seems like. Even if God has not answered us yet, still sustain. God, you ain't answered me yet. But God, I know you said you are on time, God. God, I know you're going to come on time. God, I believe you. God, I trust you. God, I have faith. God, you said in your word that you are not holding on to things or don't walk up right before you. God, I'm going to sustain myself until I get my miracle, my healing, my breakthrough. Sustain yourself. The process. You got to go through the process.
Sustain
process.
Sustain
process.
Tonight,
are you willing to sustain yourself?
It don't matter how long it takes. All you know, you're going to promise over your mind, the word of your life, that God said, this too shall pass.
real. There's only 5 days, there was 5 days that we supposed to have let go in 2023. But we did not. Because why? Because we did not sustain ourselves. Why? Because we didn't trust the process. Why? We're not willing to go through. We were not willing to talk about it. We're going to let some stuff go. All you did was mom to complain. Guess what? God said he hates mom to complain and people. Just don't need to complain. Like I said, not complain until your praise and worship. Change your vocabulary words. Change your words to positive. Come on. Tonight, can you sustain yourself? Sustain us by thinking about all the things God sustained you and me for. On somebody. A good example is reducing the gap required dedication. When you sustain yourself, it requires dedication. What you mean by dedication, prophet? Dedication means I'm going to stay dedicated to God. I'm going to stay dedicated to Psalms 91, Psalm 23, Ephesians 6 and 10. I'm going to stay dedicated to those scriptures because I know that in those scriptures, this stuff is going to happen. So I got to continue to sustain myself. I got to continue to remain dedication to God. God, I dedicate myself to you. I'm going to sustain. Why? Because you said after this, you're going to get some words. All right, y'all, let's go into the word. I got a word for you now. I had to do a little, put that out there. Amen. Let's get to the word of God. St. Mark chapter and verse 13. St. Mark 7 and verse 13. This is what Jesus is speaking. Rise and the Pharisees. All right, verse 13 says, making the word of God not effectual through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. Useless, false. I sustain myself, I'm going to follow the word of God. I sustain myself, I'm going to read the word of God. I'm going to do the word of God. I'm going to take the word of God in. I want a lot of words to begin to mush inside of me because I cannot sustain myself if I don't have no word in me. You got to have the word in you to order for God to help you sustain yourself. Because he said God only helps those that won't help. Some of us think that we already arrived. We don't need no help. But if God wants, you want God to sustain yourself, baby, you got to have some word in you. The word is going to help you sustain yourself. You got to read the word of God. Pray. You got to speak the face of God that never before. And this is the last. This is even the perfect time right now. Never been a time now. You want to have the word in you. You might get yourself out on the phone. You might get your apostle, your bishop, your book on the phone. You might have a word in you that know how to fight, know how to war. Come on, somebody. You better know how to sustain yourself in as much as a trial. When the enemy comes after you, guess what? God is going to put more up. But you got to have the ear. Listen to the voice of God. You got to know the voice of God is speaking. Before anything, we go through anything. What happens? Jesus prepared us for whatever we came with the faith. He said, be prepared. Warfare is coming. The enemy is coming. The devil is coming. Faith is coming. Personal is coming. But he said, prepare yourself. Fast. Pray. I'm going to give you instructions. I'm going to give you strategies. How you going to conquer the enemy? Come on. But you got to know how to get into that word. Find the scriptures on warfare. How can I conquer this? How can I get the victory? How can I beat the battle in through the word of God? Everything you need is in the word. In the word of God. Learn how to sustain yourself tonight. Let's go to another scripture. St. Matthew 22 and 29. St. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29. Amen. This is what the word of the Lord says. Jesus up and said unto them, you do error, not knowing the scripture, not the power of God, how we cannot sustain ourselves, how we're going to walk in error. Because he say it right here. Not knowing the scripture, but it's going to mean more than one scripture. What you mean, prophet? God is passing tonight. You gonna, if you already walk in, you don't know what the word says. Because the word of God tell you to be quiet. Don't say nothing. Be still. Know that I am God. You got to fight the battle. But I already won. But what we do? Nope. I ain't going to use the scripture. I ain't using no words. And he said you walk in the error. You walk in error not knowing the scripture, not the power of God. What is the power of God? The Holy Ghost. What is the power of God? The anointing. The Bible says the anointing. God come before they be your baby. You need the Holy Ghost. And every now and then, we need somebody to get a refill. Come on. Because those same tongues, they ain't working no more. Come on. We should get a refill in her altar every morning. He said you need the power of God. You make mistakes. Now recognize I'm walking in error. What happened? We are not sustaining ourselves. We've been walking in error for so long. We don't even realize I'm walking in error. Why? Because I'm pulled up. And Jesus is speaking. God is speaking. You're walking in error, daughter. Prophet Lisa. You're walking in error, daughter. God, don't do that. God, don't go there. He's speaking. His soul voice, his answer, he's speaking in my ear, telling me, daughter, you're walking in error. So what he's saying, I'm trying to correct you in silence. So you won't make a fool of yourself when you stand before the people for God because you ain't got no word in you. You ain't got the muscle in you, baby. Come on. The word is going to back us up. The word of God will fight for us. He said right here, it is set up to 22. Verse 29, that's what he's saying. You ye do error. Jesus is speaking tonight. Ye do error, not knowing the scripture. No, the power of God. Woo! There's two things Jesus said tonight. So you need to sustain yourself. How long are you going to continue walking in error? How long are you going to misquote scripture? Come on. Don't tell me in 2 John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world, it's on the God. Oh, no, that ain't what it's saying. Baby, that's what the word says. You can't change the word. You can't twist the word. That's people for God. It's so important tonight that you don't even know the word of God for yourself. It's so important to try to read the word of God tonight. We don't be talking about the word. St. Matthew 22:29. They're going to see what it says. Because she might not. That might not be what it says. If that's not, they don't care what nobody says. Now, we do got the New International Version. It's kind of a little different. But it's still going to mean the same thing tonight, people for God. Sustain yourself. Don't keep walking the air. You ain't got no power. You ain't got no authority. Come on. Open up your mouth and let them come out. Come on. People going to know when you went in the presence of the Most High God.
People with no, when you have fast,
you have prayed, and you have seen God. People of God, we know when you open your mouth, the power of God, the anointing of God come out, the word come up out of your mouth, it is sharper than two-inch sword, piercing. They gonna know you spent time with God. I make sure every Wednesday for our fast. See God, why? I owe God more than 2 days. But at least I sustain myself every Wednesday and Thursday. Even I'm out of town. I can't show up God because I'm out of town. I gotta sustain myself. Why? When I stand before the people of God, I want you to see all of God. I want you to see Lisa. Ain't no good thing in me. Come on. All the good thing is in the word of God. We got to know that. We know, people of God, you got to have some word of God in you. When you open your mouth, people going to know that you done been with me. You done been in the presence of the Most High God. Why? Because they're anointed. They're going to feel the power. They're going to feel the glory. And another thing, come on, somebody. When you round somebody that be in the presence of God, that baby in your belly going to begin to leap. What you mean, prophet? That baby going to begin to bear witness what you say. He will say, oh, my God, I felt that. That baby was leaping right there. He said, what you saying? The baby will bear witness what God was giving you, me, to share the people of God are tonight, people of God. It ever been a time now. It's a time
that we got to get in our area. We've got to have set some time aside for God. We got to know how to dedicate ourselves. Learn how to stay off for all this social media. You can't get a hit from God not for real when you're on social media every day. Come on.
Social media, they don't need to be on there. But what we do, we go on there and we align it to digest in our spirit. I don't go on there every day.
Because something on there, it don't really make no kind of sense. People put all the things on
social media, they put everything on there, all your things on social media.
And then you got there to get upset. But what you posted open.
Amen. Here we go, my last scripture. Peter 5, verse 7.
First Peter 5, verse 7. This is what the word of the Lord says. Amen. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you.
T-H.
Means God cares for you and me. He never stopped caring for you and me. So God cared for you and me even on tonight. Because God said tonight, tell the people for God, I need them to sustain themselves. Yes, wars and rumors are coming on the earth realm. But if you sustain yourself in a place in God, even when the war and rumors come, we got something that's coming. Come on, somebody. When there's thunder and lightning, all kinds of things around about us, if we sustain ourselves in the word of God, God will protect you and me. But you got to have some word in you. There's no time out to say, I don't have time to read my Bible. Guess what? You can't afford not to read your word of God. You can't afford not to read the word of God. Why? Because I just told you in the word of God, set by through 22:29, he said, my faith error. Why? Because they don't know the scripture and they ain't got no power. So you can't sustain yourself if you don't have the word of God in you to help you sustain yourself. We got to stop depending on everything.
Jesus said when he went away, then fight the whole book of the comfort for you and me. But in some things, we got to do on our own. Come on.
Yes, Jesus is our way maker. Yes, he's our provider. He's our healer. But you still got to be in line with the word of God and ask for God to heal you, give you a miracle, give you a breakthrough, whatever you need. You got to be in line with the word of God. God ain't just not going to drop the power out of the heaven for you and me. We got to be in a place to touch on ourselves. We got to be in right standing with God. And you got to know how to love people unconditional love. Love what you love even with your enemies. Give what you love. And the Bible says, be the alone how to form. Take your enemy close and you turn the other cheek. Turn off it. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Why? Because the Bible said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me tonight. So I'm almost getting ready to close. I'm about to be done right here. But Miss Banger, so in my closing tonight, I have a question for the people of God on this line tonight. Are you willing to sustain yourself? February the 15th, 6:39 in California time tonight. Come on, somebody. Are you able, willing, do you want to sustain yourself just for a little while? It takes something, y'all. If we are in the right place, are we connected to the right ministry, the right leader, the right pastor, overseer? If they are in right standing with God, guess what? We are in right standing with God. Why? Because the Bible says the anointing is flow from the head down. So if your pastor is sustaining herself, we can go and say, Pastor, could you help me? I noticed for you that you have sustained yourself. And let her tell you her story, her testimony, how she still let God, allowed God to sustain her. But guess what? Even that pastor, she had to grab the call. That pastor had to sacrifice some things. That pastor had to give up some things. Come on, somebody. You can't condemn me in everybody. And then the Bible says,
one plant, one water, God did the increase.
You can't let anybody water your seed. You can't let anybody speak over your seed. Can't put your seed in everybody's ground. Why? You ain't getting nothing. That you're not sustaining it. But in my close, I'm really closing. Lord has said this is it. And y'all know me. I don't go over. When the Holy Ghost say, that's it. So I pray tonight this word has blessed you all through many. It has helped me even the more to do a self-examination. It helped me to see at Lisa Cal Harris, are you sustaining yourself? Oof. That's the Lord help me, Jesus. And I can say that I ask God, I need help in. What else? I need you to work on me. Because I want to make sure, am I sustaining myself for real? Am I really allowing you to sustain me? I'm not saving my mouth or my heart, my spirit, my soul. I have to make sure, God, that I can truly say, I am sustaining myself. Why? Because I fear God. I trust God. Why? Because I got to count of the cost. It's going to cost me my anointing, the art of my life. I can't afford not to sustain myself. I can't afford to get out of my place, get out of position. Let me tell you something, Mr. God. It's hard. Get back into that place where God has. If you're in the proper place tonight, stay in that place. Only way you're going to stay in that place, fast, praying, sticking the face of God, minding your own business. In the book of James, said, don't be a tailbearer, don't be anybody else's affairs. Learn how to sustain yourself. You're only going to be able to sustain yourself if you got the word of God in you. God bless you. It's in your hand, Pastor E. God bless.
Pastor E's in your hand. Now, Pastor Terry. The man of God's in your hand. Amen. That's what I think. That is what I should have. Amen. 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 Come on the line and listen to whatever the Lord spoke to me tonight. Amen. I do give honor to my pastor. Amen. Pastor Dr. Deborah Davis. Amen. At God, your international ministry. I thank God that God allowed me to connect with a real woman of God, and we really get the word of God at this place. This is a good place. This is a good ground. I thank God since I've been there, I have grown. I have learned so much. And most important thing, she's a woman of love. I thank God again for my past. Amen. Thank God for Pastor E. Hamilton. Amen. Amen. God, that a lot of come on. And I utilize this word of God. Last, I just want to thank God for everyone on tonight that took time to call in tonight. I pray the word has blessed you. I pray that you got something out whatever I said on tonight. Amen. So we're going to pray us out of here tonight. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity on tonight. Lord, I pray that this word will touch your people's heart, God. I pray that this word, God, will go deep inside of them tonight, God. Even this word begin to penetrate in us on tonight, God. Help us, God, that we will not be walking in error, God. Help us to be able to sustain ourselves. Help us to get into our word even the more, God. God, you said these times come through much fasting and much prayer tonight. Ask you, Father God, right now, God, that you would just cover your people on this line of tonight. If they let out in that van, God, allow them tonight to get sweet sleep. God, we ask you to cover them tonight in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight over your people on tonight. God, we ask you to pray for special covering, a hedge, a shield around your people on tonight, God.
And God, we thank you tonight that we are victorious, that we are more than our conquerors through Christ Jesus. And Lord, you get all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you all, and thank you for again for coming on the line tonight. God bless you. And I love you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless.